Minister of State at the Ministry of Finance Ryan Strachan has been speaking in Parliament on the country's debt restructuring effort. He says the goal is to return Barbados to investment grade.
We have taken a decision that we will restructure the domestic side, the treasury bills, and spread that out over a longer period of time that would, in a sense, preserve the stability and solvency of the national insurance in particular, and as the central bank has the terms under the validation bill, which is order number 7, which we agreed previously in this parliament, those terms are there to help recapitalize the central bank in terms of the hit that it took on its balance sheet. But that is how, sir, we have determined that we're going to move going forward. And this comprehensive debt restructuring was designed specifically to allow us, sir, to pay down our debt to 60% of GDP by 2033. And this is the path, sir, that in a few days ago, I at the conclusion of the debt negotiations in Washington, sir, I again reiterated to the credit committee that this government was intending to restore those macroeconomic fundamentals, that when they looked at Barbados 20 years ago and determined that they were going to invest, that those same metrics is what we are trying to restore, if not better.
Minister Strachan linked the failure to get many projects off the ground to the several downgrades that made financing expensive. And he explained that the restructuring allows the government to move the interest rate from 13% down to 6.5%, thus allowing companies to attract better rates of interest, to unlock foreign direct investment, and to allow local companies to secure financing.
The issuer is the government of Barbados, as you know. The trustee is the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation. We shall be issuing two instruments, sir. One US dollar, 6.50% bonds due in 2029, which is referred to as the 2029 bonds, and one US dollar 6.5 bond due in 2021. The bond that will be issued, which is a 10-year bond until 2029, is up to US $547 million. The second bond is the past due interest bond, because as you are aware, sir, when we suspended the debt payments on June 1st, we stopped paying the interest on the external debt, and therefore between then and the end of September, interest would have accrued. And therefore, we have designed two specific bonds which will, on this second one, will repay the interest that would have accumulated over the last 16 months, sir, and that is what this specific bond will do, and that is up to $32.5 million. Now, sir, with the first bond, the maturity date is the 1st of October 2029, and the second bond, which is the past due interest bond, the maturity date is the 1st of February 2021. For both bonds, sir, the interest rates, as I mentioned earlier, 6.5%. And just to remind the chamber that the bonds that were previously, the Credit Suisse bond that was previously on the market, in a sense, was trading at just short of 13% as far as the interest rate is concerned. Now, sir, just to be clear, we have wrapped up or rolled into one four specific large bonds that were issued in the past.
They include a U.S. $150 million bond at 7.5% interest, which was due on December 15th, 2021. A U.S. $200 million loan at 7% interest that's due on August 4th, 2022. Another $60 million U.S. dollars at 6.625% due in December 2035. And the Credit Suisse loan that was borrowed in 2013. That was $225 million U.S. dollars due to mature this year, which was being traded at 13%. These and some other smaller debts have been restructured into a single bond of $547.5 million.
Did you know that you can get the contents of your household insured under your motor policy? Items such as laptops, mobile or other electronic devices could be covered up to a sum insured of $10,000. To find out more, contact your Sagicor financial advisor or click on sagicorgeneral.com. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.